Hello, boys and girls, cats and kittens, coming to you late at night. Been a long day, so you're going to get an unedited, unfiltered Travis on this episode. We are talking about the articles and stuff we recently shared on the page surrounding the idea of the banning of duck hunting in lakes in Castleberry. So, to catch you up to speed, why are we doing a special episode? There was an Orlando Sentinel article came out. What day was this? Must have been, tonight's Thursday when I'm recording this. So it must have been Tuesday when the article came out. And the gist of the article was FWC worked with the city of Castleberry to ban duck hunting. And I think the title of the article was, "Thank God This Is Over," or something like that. So naturally, that elicited a bit of a strong emotional response from any number of waterfowlers that I know. Castleberry bans hunting of birds on its lakes. We're happy that this is over. It's by Martin Comas from the Orlando Sentinel. I've reached out to Martin a couple times through email and through some social media and have heard nothing from him. So what happened? The article paints it. First off, this article's not good. I don't understand how this guy, I'm just going to put it bluntly, I don't understand how this guy can report this thing this way and sleep at night. It made it seem as though there was a coordinated effort between FWC and the city to do away with duck hunting. And I should preface this by saying, the lakes in question, we have listeners that we know that duck hunt there and have had altercations with homeowners, townspeople. Townspeople sounds weird, right? It's like the village people. Oh man, you know what I should have done? I should have gotten that breaking news kind of alert thing to put in here, but I forgot. Anyway, there was also a video within the article. And if you watch the video, most people didn't. They read the article because they're like me. I don't watch videos. But after there was no other information, I was like, hey, I should watch that video. And it made it seem like the city of Castleberry really cared about their peacocks a lot. And I mean peacocks like the peacocks that squawk out in the wild. Like they've brought peacocks in from somewhere and they've gotten free and roam around on their golf courses and whatnot. City of Castleberry is evidently known for their peacocks or wants to be known for their peacocks. It reminded me of Lakeland and the swan thing. And I'm like, oh my God. It makes me roll my eyes because it's kind of the epitome of Florida, right? Something that's not from here and we're going to protect it at the expense of stuff that was already here. So this all happened on Tuesday evening, came out. We began immediately reaching out to FWC. Newton Cook with United Waterfowlers started reaching out. I know a number of people started reaching out trying to piece this together because there was no statement from FWC. The only thing that existed on the internet about this was this article from the Orlando Sentinel. So where do we go from there? Finally got a hold of FWC this morning and was able to spend some time talking to them most of the day. So I've spent my day on the phone with NGOs. I've spent my day on the phone with FWC folks. I've spent my day on the folk with the city of Castleberry. And this is kind of what I've pieced together. So bear with me. And like I said, we're putting this together pretty quick, so the editing might not be up to our normal snuff, but hang with us. We're just trying to figure out an efficient way to get the story out there. So first up, we received from FWC the Memo of Understanding. And a Memorandum of Understanding, as I understand it, there's a pun for you guys, is not a contract. I can't really tell from, you know, I'm not an actual lawyer. I just play one on TV, and I stayed in Holiday Inn Express last night. It doesn't look to me like it's really anything. An MOU looks as though it's a piece of paper that says, here's a piece of paper. Doesn't make law. It doesn't seem to be enforceable. And here's the craziest part about this. The area restricted for hunting is defined in the MOU. There's a sentence that says, all uplands, those lands above the mean high water line within the city's jurisdiction limits, the boundary description of which is on file in the city of Castleberry clerk's office. Guys, I called the city of Castleberry clerk's office after I spent a considerable amount of time on their website. Any of you guys are IT guys out there or stuff. Looks like they have a pretty good front page programmer inside. from 1996. Anyway, newsflash, they ain't got that on file. There is no mean high water line document on file with the city of Castleberry, which is fine. In speaking with FWC, they seem to believe that this means basically anything outside the lake is restricted, is a restricted hunting area, meaning you could only hunt there if you were to obtain a special permit. You are not bound. Let me get this right. Yeah. It is not a sanctuary. Sanctuary would be the other way they could restrict hunting. They did not get the sanctuary approved, so they went with the restricted hunting area, but the restricted hunting area is not in the lake. So how do we translate that into English? It seems to me, as a duck hunter, nothing actually changed from last week to this week. So why was FWC even involved? My guess is, or what I've pieced together, is they were involved because the city wanted FWC to make it a sanctuary so it could be off limits to hunting. That didn't happen because FWC, believe it or not, actually wants to keep hunting as a thing. Like there are folks within FWC that are fans of hunting and want to allow hunting to continue. So what is different now than what happened last season when, like I said, some folks that we know actually hunted there? And basically nothing. The city, though, is restricting hunting within their city limits. So this is where it gets sticky. The lakes in Castleberry are not what is called sovereign state land. And there's a size limit on it. I want to say it's 160 acres. I can't remember. I wrote this down in my notes, but I can't find it. And if a lake is under 160 acres and owned by private entities, basically it's like if I owned a lake behind my house and I didn't want you to go into it, I can keep you from going into it. I can gate it off or lock it up or whatever. Here's what's happening. So that's how it's unfolded. The city owns a portion of those lakes. So some people are saying there's 5 lakes. I don't know the real number of lakes. I know that in the MOU, I think there are 23 lakes if you count the little chain as 3 individual lakes. So they're called out by name in the MOU. I don't know how many of those are not in someone's backyard, not on a golf course, anything else. Like I don't know the size of them or anything. But some folks are coming around and saying this isn't really a big deal. FWC did everything right, which I agree with at this point. Looks like they've done everything to the letter of the law. They have not prohibited hunting. FWC has nothing in writing that says you cannot hunt that lake. They have nothing enforceable that says you cannot hunt that lake. The city has said you cannot hunt that lake. So this is where it gets a little sticky. The city in the video article, I can't remember which part it was, said that they're not anti-hunting. They just want people to do it somewhere more remote. And these are small lakes. However, also this week, State Bill 7068 passed and has been sent to Governor DeSantis. If you haven't called him about that, what are you waiting for? This is the bill that's going to build 3 new toll roads in Florida. The 2 that kind of bubble to surface really quick are the one that I talked about on the podcast a couple weeks ago that's going to go through the Big Bend area, which is just like this pristine area. We're going to run a toll road through there. And I've read several pieces on this, but a couple of them say to help save that area. And if you ask anyone from that area, they're like, this area doesn't need saving. The other one that they're talking about is one that will go from Polk County, where my home is, to Collier County, down towards Naples. And there's actually been some pieces. I circulated a piece recently written by Matt Caldwell, who ran for Commissioner of Agriculture and lost, talking about how we already have infrastructure. We need to leverage some of the infrastructure we already have if we want to continue to develop. And so go back to what the folks from Castleberry said. We're not anti-hunting. We just want you to do it somewhere we're more remote. If we keep going down this road, there's not going to be somewhere more remote very soon. I don't like to hunt lakes that have houses on them, but I do it. And the reason I do it is because I hunt lakes that, you know, I've hunted for 30 years and I can hunt them safely. And that's the, honestly the measure of the test that FWC is going to go through when they go out there, when they get the request to make an area restricted hunting. They're going to say, can you safely hunt here? And if they think you can, they're not going to restrict it, which is what happened on these lakes. That's why the lakes are not restricted themselves. What I am worried about is where municipality jurisdiction overtakes state jurisdiction. And like I said, some folks are saying it's not a big deal. I would say it's the beginning, because I know from talking to a number of folks, not necessarily within FWC, but folks around the state today, that Manatee County, Osceola County have already began discussions about how to leverage this ruling, which wasn't actually a ruling because it didn't go to court. You know, FWC, I have some questions for, because they, after talking with them, spending quite a bit of time with them today, I feel like their staff did the best they could do with what they had. They wanted to protect hunting. They, like I said, they did not say you can't hunt on these lakes, because they felt that you safely could hunt on these lakes. But why didn't they give us some kind of notice about this? Why didn't they have stakeholder meetings? Why didn't they have engagement? And I know the answers to some of those. If they talk about it, and I don't know that this is true, but if they talk about it, it makes it a thing, right? If they talk about it, the Manatee counties and the Osceola counties and the other entities are going to be able to ask questions about it and start to say, hey, why can't we do this? So maybe they tried to slide it by, not necessarily by hunters, but try to slide it by under, without being questioned by other municipalities. I'm not sure that was the best play, because it seemed, even to myself, and I'd walk this back, seemed even to myself, like, what the hell is FWC doing? Like, where are they at on this? Why aren't they fighting for this? I'm not a lawyer. Like I said earlier, you guys know me well enough to know I'm not a lawyer. I am curious why the decision was made that this wouldn't go to court. Obviously, someone within the FWC legal team felt that there was a chance that they would lose. But it sounds like by settling and doing this memorandum of understanding, which again, I can't remember if I said this out loud or not, memorandum of understanding is not a memorandum of agreement. There's a difference there. I can't quite tell what the difference is with all of my Google training that I've had in the last 20 minutes, but it seems as though an MOU is much less binding and probably not enforceable compared to an MOA. So FWC got out of this kind of scot-free on the Castleberry front. Castleberry, it seems like, in conjunction with the Orlando Sentinel, said, hey, let's make FWC the scapegoat for this, because that's really how it feels like it fell out. So I don't know that going to court would have been the best decision here, but perhaps if it went to court and FWC won, this ends the discussion. However, like I kind of beaten around the bush here, it sounds like the city of Castleberry is within their rights to say you can't duck hunt within our city. So I'm going to give you, from here on out, is Travis's opinion. First question I keep getting asked is, can I hunt there? And the answer is, I don't know. I know a bunch of you guys have messaged me, so what does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean? I recognize the wisdom of folks saying it's legal, but not narrowly. Like, a number of folks have come out and said, well, I looked down on a map and I wouldn't hunt there anyway. That's fine and good. I also recognize that we talk about so much about recruitment and retention, reactivation, and the need for more waterfowl hunters in the state and the need for more access in the state. And this seems like a cut in the wrong direction. I don't know. I think there's some ambiguity in the regulations here. As someone who's been in Polk County since the 1890s, my family has, not me personally, I don't understand how you determine when an area is too densely populated. That's really not clearly defined anywhere. So it's kind of a opinion thing. I don't see any reason from an FWC perspective, like I said, that you wouldn't be able to hunt there. And I think I feel pretty safe saying that. The question is, can the city of Castleberry prohibit you from hunting there? And I don't know the answer to that. I know that I don't think FWC is going to enforce hunting there, or enforce not hunting there, because it it's not their thing right now. Like if it's not their lake and it's not their restricted hunting area, which even in the MOU, I believe it's worded that they're not going to enforce that. Why is this even a thing that they're involved in at this point? City of Castleberry could have put up signs anyway and left FWC out of it. And this is, I won't charge you guys extra for this question, but the city owns lakes. How are they not public? Like, I get the idea of private land. I get if I've got a lake on my house, I can put a fence up and you guys can't get to it and I don't allow you to it. But how can a public entity be in charge of a public lake and then turn it into a private lake without going through the process of creating a park or a sanctuary or something else? I'll also say this. Where I think outdoorsmen kind of get caught here is we don't have a good network of local political goings-ons. I live in Polk County. I know kind of what's going on in Polk County, but I also don't read the local newspaper every day, so I wouldn't necessarily know that there was a hearing for the commission or anything else about this very thing, unless one of my neighbors happened to tell me about it, my parents, somebody that knew that I was into waterfowl or whatever. So how do you kind of corral this? Because especially for someone like waterfowl hunters, we're not confined to a certain area. Like, just because I have a house in Winter Haven doesn't mean I only duck hunt in Winter Haven. I may duck hunt in Tampa. I may duck hunt in Stewart. I drive all over the freaking state. So there are issues that affect areas that I may hunt that how am I going to know about them, particularly if they handled only at the local level? That doesn't feel real good to me. And again, I'm not blaming anybody for that. That's clearly not FWC's fault. That's clearly not any of the nonprofits' fault. Like, how are you going to keep up with that? I don't know the answer to that today. I just know that that's a hole that we have kind of in our game plan. So I'm getting some pushback that says we need to just let this go and move on. And I'm going to go a different way on this. And you can think I'm wrong. You can disagree with me. That's okay. We can still go have lunch. I think we need to pick a fight. I think we need to pick a fight with the city of Castleberry. And what I mean by that is not that we need to go down there and set something on fire. What I mean is we need to say, can the city actually ban duck hunting within city limits? Can they ban hunting within city limits? What gives them that jurisdiction? What gives them that right? Is there not something at a state level that prohibits them from doing that? Like statute 790.33 or 790.15. Can one of those be leveraged that says the discharge of a firearm, if done in a legal way, is legal? And state statute overrides city. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But I think it bears discussion moving forward, because I think this sets a dangerous precedent. I think what you've got right now is a bunch of municipalities looking at this saying, okay, we can do that if they did that. So how can we figure out a way around it? And they're all going to say, we're not anti-duck hunting. We just don't want you to go duck hunt somewhere more remote. But like I said earlier, those places are getting harder and harder to come by. So I get the idea of maybe this isn't the right time, or why would you fight over this one? It's Castleberry. It's a little lake. You know, it affects like 900 or something. I'm going to give you my reasons I think we should pick a fight, and I'm willing to hear yours. Like, I'd love to hear yours. Message me, comment, whatever. Let's have a discussion about this. I feel like, as a guy that plays in the advocacy space but also plays in the industry a little bit, and I'm in the outdoors day in, day out, we're wearing people out. Like, everything is so woke, as we like to joke about on the show all the time, that we are flat out exhausting people with issues that they got to care about. Just off the top of my head, I haven't written these down, just off the top of my head, we've got the issue. We've got the toll roads that we just talked about this week, red tide, discharges, loss of access, new regulations. Just this week, we got new regulations on trout. They're closed for a year. The extended regulation closes on snook and redfish. We have different zones. We have to know about that. Last commission meeting, they put in new regulations for deer. I'm not even saying all those things are bad things, but they are things that cause sideways energy for us a little bit, because we spend a lot of time. Fundraisers, banquets, there's always something going on that keeps us really busy. And at some point, we are kind of the best term I can come up with is creating a bunch of sideways energy. We're not all geared up to fight at the same time. So what happens is 10% of our team is ready to roll at all time, ready to rumble. And then we go real hard. And then at some point, 8% of that 10% fades away and 10 new percent comes in and you're ready to rumble again, but you're never at full strength. So how do we figure out a way that we can play with a full squad on some stuff? The second reason I think it'd be a good time to pick a fight is because at sometimes, particularly in the outdoors conservation arena, we seem to only play defense. We don't seem to play offense. If we always do what we've always done, we'll always get what we always got. We just seem resigned that what we need to do is wait till somebody makes it an issue and then we'll go fight it. And by that time, you're settling. You're never drawing a line in the sand. The other reason I think it'd be a good time to pick a fight is because there are a lot of NGOs fundraising, a lot of nonprofits that fundraise on the ideals of protecting hunters' rights, access issue, conservation. I think it's time to call some of them out. And I don't mean that as rudely as it sounds, but I think it'd be a good idea to figure out if they're on the team or not. Like, are they really? Because the idea is, I've worked in nonprofits enough and talked about it on the show, if there are issues, fundraising goes through the roof. I've heard folks say that even about current water issues with some of the NGOs affiliated with that stuff. So maybe there are some organizations out there that are like, hey, this kind of chaos is actually not bad for business. I understand that, and I understand the logic of it, but I also would like to suit up with some guys that want to solve this problem and move forward. So it's not an overnight battle. I recognize that. It's a war. But it would be nice if we were able to say, hey, let's circle this right here. Remember the end of Saving Private Ryan when Hanks was like, this right here, when we get across the bridge, this is the Alamo. This is the spot where we stand and fight. I don't know. I'm going to kind of leave it at that. I'd like to hear from you guys and girls and hear your thoughts on this. So as always, I appreciate you checking us out. If you're new to the show, please leave us a review at iTunes. Cast and Blast Florida on iTunes. Make sure you follow us on social media at Cast and Blast FL, and you can find me most places at Travis Thompson. Thanks, y'all. Stay woke.